Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off-limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. You made it to Thursday, the new Friday, January 13th.
Inflation is slowing, which is good, but it did inch up to a record high in December.
Okay, best description of inflation we ever heard, Jack. Can we quote our buddy Fat Joe?
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
But today's pod is the best one yet.
TBOY for our first story. Shocker, when Kim Kardashian says buy crypto, people buy crypto.
Yeah. Now Kim's getting sued because the biggest victim of scam crypto is legit crypto.
For our second story, a record number of Americans are at home sick and they're not watching The Price is Right on TV like I used
to. And the biggest threat to the economy right now is the great sick day.
For our third and final story, Harry's Razors just raised $140 million to shave you from head to toe hair.
But here's the funny thing. Harry's strongest muscle isn't its razors, it's its brain.
But Snackers, before we hit that wonderful mix.
Honestly, I love this mixture.
Yesterday, we told you a little something about cats.
Yeah, how's cats? They're lounging on Elon Musk's Starlink satellite dishes because they want to stay warm.
So today, we should tell you about an update on dogs.
Yeah, we should. We should do dogs. Jack, the most important dog news of 2022, you got the honors.
Snoop Dogg may be launching a hot dog.
That's right. Snoop Dogg and the hot dog. There is a D-O-double-G in both Snoop Dogg and in hot dog now.
Snoop Dogg just applied for the trademark Snoop Dogs with two G's. And the description is to use the term to sell hot dogs and other types of sausage.
Okay, other types of sausages. So Snoop Dogg hot dogs may just be the start.
Pigs in faux shizzle nizzle blanket bizzle?
Can we make that happen? It sounds like the hors d'oeuvre of choice.
Snoop Dogg already owns a liquor brand, CBD gummy brand, and he wrote a cookbook.
Now Snoop's whipping up weenies.
Beef or pork, we don't know.
So you can wash down a Snoop Dogg hot dog with the gin and juice.
I got my mind on my mustard and my mustard on my mind.
Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yo. I'll have ketchup on that hot dog. Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddy Snoop Dogg?
If you overcook a Snoop Dogg hot dog,
you better drop it like it's hot.
Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way.
The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible, business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.
For our first story, Kim Kardashian and Floyd Mayweather and others are getting sued over promoting an alleged crypto scam on social media.
There's a hidden victim in this crypto scam.
Okay, first of all, new thing on Bravo, keeping up with the crypto.
Nick and I both own some Ethereum, by the way.
Yeah, also, Jack, just throwing this out there, Kris Jenner, Satoshi Nakamoto.
Snackers, you may have heard a lot about Ethereum.
Yeah, it's like Bitcoin, but it's just more complicated to explain, honestly.
There's like another element of Ethereum that somebody wants to tell you a whole bunch about.
You've got one friend who's willing to spend about 2 hours out of a cocktail party like lecturing you on whatever that difference is.
It's not this pod though. So when Kim Kardashian posted on Instagram last year about Ethereum Max, Nick and I were like, did we buy the wrong Ethereum? Because Max sounds pretty good.
So with the disclosure that this wasn't financial advice, Kim Kardashian said, swipe up to join the Ethereum Max community.
She also disclosed that this was a paid ad.
Yeah, she did say hashtag ad.
But I got to tell you, what she said sounds very much like financial advice.
I'm looking at this and this tastes like financial advice, Jack.
It's like, no offense, but you stink. That is offensive.
Well, Kim Kardashian, she's got 228 million followers at the time that she posted this Ethereum Max ad.
And thanks to sharing on social media, an estimated 21% of the U.S. population saw that Instagram story post.
One out of every five Americans saw Kim Kardashian promote Ethereum Max.
And now Kim Kardashian is getting sued.
Yeah.
The lawsuit says that these promotions from last year were misleading and with false information.
Kim and others artificially increased the price of the token so insiders like them could sell at a big price.
Now, Ethereum Max has plummeted. It's down 98% from its high price.
Today, get this, Knackers. Today, Ethereum Max's price is a decimal point. That's it.
Followed by seven zeros and then a number. I don't even know how to say that decimal. It's so small.
Our second grade versions of ourselves knew what that decimal was.
I think it's a 10 millionth of a cent.
People have gotten rich with crypto. Jack and I are not those people.
And when people get rich with crypto, it results in a whole bunch of FOMO.
How many messages have you gotten on Insta, Jack, like DMs pitching like the next Get Rich Quick NFT scheme going on?
This is the next Bored Ape Yacht Club. Don't miss out.
Pew, 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 pew. Cryptos are popping up all the time. Yesterday, over 30 new crypto coins were created.
It can feel like Will Smith in the Wild Wild West.
To protect people from scams, Facebook actually banned ads promoting crypto way back in 2018.
That ban lasted 4 years.
It did.
But Facebook ended it last month, actually.
They did. But individuals like Kim could always just pump crypto from their personal pages. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in like the crypto scamming situation?
There's a hidden victim of crypto scams, and it's legit crypto.
Yeah, last year, crypto crimes hit a record 14 billion dollars. That's one lift.
With this Ethereum Max scam, the people who bought Ethereum Max lost.
Yeah, they lost money.
Kim Kardashian loses too.
Yeah, she lost reputation and legal fees for this lawsuit.
But legitimate cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, they lose in this scam as well.
Because the people who bought Ethereum Max in this alleged scam, they soured on crypto. They got burned.
If you get scammed on a crap coin, you're probably not going to jump into Bitcoin right after. You probably lost faith in cryptocurrencies.
Now, some crypto fans think that regulating crypto will slow its growth, which it might slow crypto's growth.
But the greatest threat to crypto may actually be in not regulating it.
Because without regulations, the scammers thrive.
And when scammers thrive, legit crypto loses too.
For our second story, Omicron, it has led to a new thing that basically happened this week, the Great Sick Day.
Calling COVID infections sick days is a sign that this pandemic is now endemic.
Okay, first of all, Snackers, big numbers here. 1.35 million new confirmed COVID infections on Monday in the United States.
On just Monday.
Yeah.
That is four times more COVID infections than the pre-Omicron record high. Four times more infections.
And we've got like some competing forces at play here too.
On the one hand, Omicron is more transmissible than previous ones, but it's less severe.
And the more infectious force is winning.
We got record hospitalizations, but thankfully fewer deaths than record highs last year.
Okay, another big number. In just the last 5 days, there are at least 6 million people who've tested positive for COVID.
So 6 million people are following the COVID protocol, isolating at home to make sure they don't infect other people.
Jack, that's not a sick day. That's the Great Sick Day.
Great with a capital G. And 6 million positive confirmed tests in the past 5 days, that's an undercount.
The Great Sick Day. It's even bigger than we thought.
Some people take a rapid test at home, test positive, and don't report the results. So it's more than 6 million people at home sick.
So here's what's so freaky about the Great
sick day snackers, it isn't picking industries.
From stores to airplanes to the NBA to the New York City subway, they're all suffering from the great sick day.
Yeah, and this week is when we really started noticing this stuff.
Jobs that require people to physically come in to do work, they are short on workers because they're not coming in.
Okay, Jack, you got Starbucks, Nike, Lululemon, Macy's, Apple. They're all reducing store hours because they're short on staff because people are back at home at sick.
Walmart even temporarily shut down an entire superstore because of short staff.
U.S. Airlines, they've canceled more than 28,000 flights since Christmas Eve.
They're short on pilots and flight attendants.
A third of the United Airlines team at Newark Airport, they're home sick.
Teachers are calling in sick. Nurses and healthcare workers are too, because they're catching COVID.
One fifth of the entire New York City subway worker workforce was out sick over the weekend. That's why your four trains late.
Even in the NBA, 11 games were postponed last month because 200 players had to call in sick.
The only good part here is the replacement players who jumped in and signed 10-day contracts and like got to play in the NBA for a week.
They went from like bagging groceries to bagging three-pointers.
Not too shabby. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the entire U.S. economy?
2022 could be the year that COVID gets normalized.
Yeah, snackers, there's actually a bull case here. It's that there's a silver lining to the wildfire spread of the Omicron variant.
If the variant peaks soon, which experts think it will, that could leave us with enough vaccinated people and unvaccinated people with antibodies to end the pandemic.
But there's a very real case we never get vaccinated enough as a society to kill COVID.
Politicians around the globe, they seem to be pivoting their messaging to think about the virus as a part of our lives for the future.
Yeah, COVID infection for many, that was like once a terrifying announcement by Tom Hanks.
But now some are calling COVID infections a sick day.
And from Biden to New York City's new mayor, we're noticing leaders are calling the pandemic's very existence endemic, not pandemic.
That means it's not going away. It's always going to be lurking like the flu.
So companies are following the CDC. They're cutting paid sick leave to just 5 days if you got COVID, leading to the great sick day.
Calling COVID absences a sick day means COVID is normalizing.
For our third and final story, grab it out of the cabinet. Harry's Razors just raised a whopping $140 million.
Because the razor company's strength isn't a clean-shaven face.
No, it's not. Uh-uh.
It's a functional... It's their brain.
It's the brain. It's the brain. Yeah, Snackers, Macy and Harry's Razors, 9 years old. They basically, the founders took the same Warden class as Allbirds and Warby Parker.
Instead of selling 46-blade Gillette razors.
Another blade!
Harry's is a simple, direct-to-consumer razor subscription.
Fewer blades, way more millennially-ness.
If you don't shave your face with Harry's, do you even drink oat milk?
I didn't get the latte because I just bought another razor blade instead.
Here's the news. Harry's just raised $140 million and is now worth nearly $2 billion. This is a private startup.
Remember I sent you the razors before my wedding, all the groomsmen.
Get groomed.
Yeah, totally.
It was a groomsman gift. Great gift.
I could see it in your cheeks.
I actually haven't shaved in over a year.
But Snackers, this is why it's so shocking Harry's just raised that money, because there was a major problem for Harry's back in April 2020.
Harry's went remote. They started working remote like all the rest of us, and they started doing Zoom meetings like the rest of us.
So totally normal. Everyone was doing it. But Harry's CEO noticed that Harry's Razor employees were growing beards on the Zoom calls.
That's not good.
No, he literally said, that's not good.
Pandemic face patchiness.
Yes.
The work from home, why would I shave look? That was not good for Harry's Razor.
Jack, the stubble went in, the shaver went out. Because when you're watching Netflix, Netflix isn't judging you.
Razor industry sales in 2020, they fell by 11%.
But get this, Snackers, not the case with Harry's.
While Gillette and Schick was in free fall, Harry's sales rose by 25% that year in 2020.
And that's why Harry's valuation is up from the $1.37 billion acquisition price that was blocked by regulators a couple years ago.
Their valuation is up despite this beard trend breakdown.
Yes.
Because Harry's pivoted.
So Jack and I were fascinated. We jumped in snack style. Feels like a takeaway. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Harry's?
Harry's realized their greatest muscle isn't the product. It's the mindset.
Okay, so it looks like regulators won't let a big razor company buy Harry's razor startup. Good thing Harry's pivoted instead.
From a razor company
to
a razor company and startup incubator.
Get this, because back in 2018, pre-pandemic, Harry's
launched a little thing called Harry's Labs.
The goal of Harry's Labs was to launch new brands, not called Harry's and not related to their core razors business.
So first, they launched something called Flamengo.
Well, yeah, that is razors.
It is.
But it's for women.
It's a women's razors company. But then they launched Headquarters,
which is a hair care company.
And then they launched a startup called Cat Person. Great name.
Literally cat food.
And then they just acquired a company that makes like natural deodorant.
Is that right?
They did, like 2 weeks ago or something like that, over the holidays.
Harry's strength wasn't the razor blade that crafts Ron Swanson's broom-sized mustache.
No. Its core strength at Harry's was building a direct-to-consumer brand regardless of the product.
From shampoo to cat food to razors to, natural deodorant?
Natural deodorant.
Harry's recognized its true greatest muscle.
Its brain. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Kim Kardashian has been sued over an Insta post about Ethereum Max.
Yeah, the hidden victim of crypto scams. It's legit crypto.
For our second story, the Omicron wave means at least 6 million people are at home sick right now.
The great sick day, because the pandemic is normalizing.
For our third and final story, Harry's isn't just razors.
Yeah, they're starting up a bunch of things because they're really about their brains. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one was told to me by Jack like 2 hours ago. And we were like, this is great. Let's use this. Let's throw this on the pod.
Alex and I, we had our honeymoon a couple years ago at Lake Tahoe. So we love Lake Tahoe. And I know you're there right now.
I'm here right now. I'm looking outside and I feel like going and shouting this from the rooftops. I love this Snapchat.
Nick is potting live from an Airbnb at Lake Tahoe.
Honestly, Jack, I've got a stack of like 7 records, 2 books, and like a Crate and Barrel thing that I'm recording on top of.
Pro tip, if you have to record a podcast from an Airbnb,
yeah,
ask them to send you proof,
yes,
that the Wi-Fi speed is very hot with like a screenshot.
They did. The Tahoe A-frame didn't disappoint. But we should get to the snack fact. It's a great snack fact.
Okay. Lake Tahoe is over 1,600 feet deep.
It is.
That's tall enough to fit the Empire State Building.
It's the second deepest lake in the entire United States.
There's a lot of water in this lake.
A lot of water.
39 trillion gallons of water.
Okay, so Jack, how much water is 39 trillion gallons of water?
Lake Tahoe takes up a tiny space right in the elbow of Nevada and California.
Yeah.
But there's enough water that if you spread it out to cover the entire state of California with 14 inches of water.
We could cover California deep with water just from Lake Tahoe.
That's enough for the whole state to be a kiddie pool.
Snackers, you look fantastic today. By the way, if you want a shout out on this pod because you got a birthday or you want to send us a snack fact, we got 2 links to submit yours right here in this episode.
They're Google Forms. Anyone can do a Google form.
Fill it out. We love your snack facts and we also love your birthdays.
Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. If you know, you know. And before we go, happy birthday to Snacker Stephanie over in Chicago doing logistics.
Happy 110th birthday to Oreos.
And Vincent and Mickey, they got engaged, we said yesterday, on a helicopter in Punta Cana, which sounded incredible, but we made a mistake.
Punta Cana is not in Mexico. It's in the Dominican Republic. And I think we might have to take a research trip down to Punta Cana, Nick, to correct this mistake.
It sounds like we should be at Vincent and Mickey's wedding just to make sure everything, you know, is legit and fact-checked and totally cool.
Vincent and Mickey.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take vegetarian, Nick will take chicken.
We'll see you
there. And happy second birthday to River, that Kentucky gal. She now lives up in Vermont with Alex, me, and Wally.
We should clarify she's a dog. Who's a good girl?
This is Jack. Nick and I both own some Bitcoin, some Ethereum, and stock of Airbnb. Nick owns stock of Apple and Lululemon, and I own stock of Netflix.
Robinhood Snacks, newsletters, and podcasts reflect the opinions of only the authors who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and do not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. They are meant for informational purposes only and are not a recommendation to buy or sell any security, cryptocurrency, or investment strategy in any account. This is not an offer or sale of a security, not a research report, and is not intended to serve on the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party information provided therein does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc., Robinhood Financial, LLC, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal and past performance, does not guarantee future results. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Pew, 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 pew.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.